Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to a rainy afternoon weekend before Christmas edition of the show, and I'm thrilled that anybody showed up. It's quite a lovely turnout under the circumstances. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Some of you don't even know what's happening. Just cheered. Yay! Coming to you, of course, from the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics. Did you guys do some shopping out in the comic book store? I guess you could do afterwards, right? Yeah. Shitty parents can pick some stuff up. Although they got lots of stuff kids would like. It's Saturday, December 19th, 2015, at 4:20-ish. Do we have some name tags, Los Angeles? We've got enough to play, that's for sure. What does that say? I don't think holding it closer is going to help me. Milo and Otis, but you changed it to Doug and Otis?
Yeah.
And you put my face over Milo's? And are you on there somewhere?
No.
But your name is Otis?
Yes.
For reals?
Yeah, we've got the...
Do you repair elevators? Did I ask you that before? Or is Otis, they're Otis elevators, so they're made by Otis, not necessarily repaired by Otis. And then what's that, Truth and Leia?
No, True
Leia. True Leia? And your name's Leia? And you put Princess Leia on there. Good for you. Have you seen the new Star Wars? Of course you have. That'd be weird for anybody to be sitting in here this afternoon that hasn't seen it yet, but maybe there is. Raise your hand if you haven't seen Force Awakens. Oh my God!
Whoa!
Most of you. Well, I can't wait to tell you what happens in it. Is that a Guardians of the Galaxy thing over there?
Yeah.
Gal Lindsay, that's a big one. And what's taped to it, a bunch of candy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's always a sneaky way to get picked. And then what's this one over here? What's your name?
American Hillary X.
American Hillary X. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
I don't like it. But thanks for bringing your name tags in the rain. Let's do some Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is here in L.A. this Wednesday, December 23rd, over at the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue. Has anybody got tickets to that yet?
Yep.
A few of you? Nice. And I still got a lot of movies to watch to complete the Doug Loves Movies 365 Movies in 365 Days Challenge, but I think I'm going to make it. It's a minor setback today. I've only seen one movie so far today. I saw The Danish Girl, And I gotta tell you guys, I was really disappointed by the lack of pastries in it. Check out Doug Loves Minis to follow my progress and see if I make it to 365 movies by midnight on December 31st. And then next year, I want you guys to take the challenge, and I'm going to track your progress on Doug Loves Minis. I'm not going to ever do that again, commit to such a thing, because right now, my life is a living hell. No, as things you have to do go, it's not that bad. I mean, there are worse things that I would have to do. I don't feel bad about having to watch 38 movies in the next 9 days. The prize bag, 9 days, 12, 11 days. The prize bag has a lovely hat that a gentleman gave me in Raleigh, North Carolina, that says Laugh Local on it. He's trying to help the local comedy scene there. And I can't describe it for the home viewer, but it's beautiful. And I should have slipped it on when I was walking over here today in the rain. Should have taken advantage of it. This is some cool stuff I got. Where was I when I got this shit? I got an Our Brand is Crisis button. That was in also in Raleigh when I went to see that movie. They had a bunch of them in the lobby. And then in Portland, Oregon, I did a morning TV show, AM Northwest, and they gave me Olympic provisions. I don't know how this could be safe or healthy, but this is some meat. Yeah, wrapped up in some brown paper, so I don't know how that works. And then I'm almost out of these House on the End of the Street wrist slap thingies, but those are always fun. And I saw last night over at CineFamily a great foreign film. It'll probably get nominated for Best Foreign Picture from Turkey, a movie called Mustang, and they gave out shirts, and as you can see, it's not really my size. And also, just probably not something I would wear. It's kind of looks girly in general, and on the back it says, their spirit would never be broken. Hashtag Mustang film. And it's not about horses or cars. And all of that could be somebody's today, plus the gifts brought by my guests today. We've got two oldbies and a newbie, and I'm excited to get them out here. So please give a big warm welcome to Noel Wells, Zach Perlman, and Thomas Middleditch. Oh no, I dropped the Our Brand is Crisis button.
Oh no.
Yeah, we got a crisis with the crisis button. Hey, you guys.
Hey, dude.
Thanks for coming here. Do you want us to get you a hat that fits?
No, I'm just repping Central Casting. It's the premier place to get background and extra work.
It's a Central Casting baseball hat on Thomas Middleditch, everybody. Repeat offender. He's been on the show before. You haven't done the show here though before, have you?
No, never.
First time here.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It's pretty cool.
And what'd you bring for the old prize bag? Is this not the Central Casting hat? You're gonna hang on to that.
This is one of the greatest. That's one of the greatest gifts I've ever received in my life. No, I brought you. I do an improv show out of Chicago for about 10 years now. It's called the Improvised Shakespeare Company. If you've never seen it, see it. And this may entice you to see it because we have sweatshirts. I got you a hoodie. Cool. You'll probably never wear it. There you go. Excellently stitched, handcrafted. Handcrafted.
It's really nice.
Improvised Shakespeare Company. Patrick Stewart has played with us. We've done improv with Patrick Stewart.
Great mic technique, Zach.
Thank you.
Yeah. But let's meet our first time guest.
It's just an honor to be here.
Wait, now you're doing it to him, and we have to see his plumber crack?
I just love being here. I just love being here. It's one of my favorite places.
Bruce, just bros being bros.
I just love something.
I feel so at home.
Nothing like improvised Shakespeare.
Yeah.
But let's meet our new guest who's never been on the show before. Noel Wells is here, everybody.
Hey.
star of Master of None on Netflix.
Well,
co-starring Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
And you must be very happy about how that show turned out and how everybody loves it.
Yeah, people really, really like it. I mean, I thought I was like, when I was doing it, I was like, I think I'm doing a good
this
job.
This is pretty good, yeah. And you did it.
I did it?
You did do a good job. It's
Thank
been
you.
Proven by society. Rotten Tomatoes, 100%. That means no critic had anything bad to say about it. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, like Silicon Valley's coming in at like 62 right
yeah,
now.
Not doing well.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea what the number is. Just an unnecessary
HBO,
burn.
HBO, there's a big like flesh pull system there. Their hands are hovering over the pulley.
So they.
Good.
Nice.
Sentence complete.
And since he's caring so much, let me get to Zach really quick. Zach Perlman is here, everybody.
Hey. What a dream.
Hello. Hello. Hot off of playing the title character in The Intern, which you could say to people
That's
because
true.
You are an intern in The Intern.
That is true.
Yeah.
The titular.
I also am Robert De Niro.
I yep. wish. I wish I had Robert De Niro's phone number. Look at that. You made a face. That's great for the podcast. The listeners love De Niro face.
Yeah, listeners can hear De Niro.
When you're close to De Niro face for all that time, you just learn it, right?
Yeah, there was one scene where I got yelled at by the director because I kept doing it purposely. Like, he would look at me
in the
like,
shot?
Yeah, he would look at me like this. He'd go, and then I'd look at him back and I'd go...
And the director yelled?
Yeah.
She yelled?
Nancy Myers yelled at you?
Yelled. I mean, you know.
Damn it, Zach!
Marching over from Video Village. You piece of shit!
Yeah.
Yelled. You know who that is?
You're right. Yelled is harsh. She like...
She has to throw down her headset and jump out of a director's chair in the little camp where the monitors are.
She yeah. brought over Stalk her bullhorn and was like, Zachary! Into the bullhorn right out my ear.
She has then, a bullhorn?
Yeah, she's a, like a, she's like a giant bullhorn. It's about 15 feet long.
Cartoon director.
Wow.
And she wears golf pants.
Jodhpurs? Does she wear Jodhpurs?
Yes.
What'd you bring for the prize bag?
What did I bring?
Yeah.
You got double doozies, baby.
That was the hardest question I've ever heard. I was looking at the stuff I brought, and I was like,
yeah,
oh,
I still
know.
Can't describe it. That stuff is so magical.
DC released these Teen Titan Earth 1 figures.
And,
you
Teen
told me
Titan
earlier. You told me earlier that your gifts were in the car, and then you brought in something that you could have purchased in a comic book store.
That's well, this can't be purchased. It's not released yet.
Oh.
Whoa!
So you know this is the real deal.
Whoa! Like four teens on skateboards.
Yeah.
Whoa! Teen Titan.
And then. Y'all like chocolate?
Now that you definitely got at the comic book store.
Yeah,
it's
I got
a box of
Ferrara.
A little dented.
Very dented.
Been hanging out in your car for a while, this box of
yeah,
chocolate?
Yeah, been chilling. There was a two-for-one sort of deal.
And these are labeled, so these aren't even Ferris Bueller chocolates. You totally know what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah.
With
yeah.
each one.
I think you mean Forrest Gump.
What'd I say? Ferris Bueller.
I was busy like racking
Save Ferris,
my brain.
You guys. Come on, say Ferris.
I was like, oh yeah, I remember that part of Ferris Bueller.
It's sort of
the
my
old
thing.
Chocolate scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I just totaled my dad's car. Let's go eat chocolates.
Is that Ferris dancing in the parade and eating chocolate? I thought he was sick.
He like jumps on the trampoline over the women and then goes back and eats the bonbons they're eating.
Yeah, man, loves it.
It always drove me crazy that in The Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox, it came out after Ferris Bueller, but they still use the bonk, bonk, chicka. They use that same song. And it's just like, that's like putting the Star Wars theme into something
Star
that's not
Trek.
Star Wars. Yes. I almost said that, but it's too obvious. It's too right there for the taking. And Noelle, what did you
All right,
bring?
I have a couple things.
Boy.
I brought a Patagonia jacket. If you've seen Master of None, they what do you call this, embroidered the sickening on the back of it to make it real cool.
A sickening. What'd you call this jacket?
It's like
though?
Isn't that what it's called? A Patagonia?
Patagonia?
Yeah. 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 It's like, you know,
it's that crazy material.
For people that go outside.
That, yeah. Like the rain would just roll right off of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And you zip that up and.
I'm going to hang on to it and wear it out of here.
Yeah.
And what else do you got?
Okay. I have a mug.
Sounds like a. Oh, okay. It sounded like a bottle for a second.
It's a mug. I have a mug. It says Team Noel.
But it's a Christmas mug?
No, last year I made Team Noel mugs for my reps, I only have three, but I had to order like 72. So I've been trying to give them away for over a year. And so you're.
Well, I would love to become an outlet for people to get their Team Noel mugs.
Yeah. I gave one to my friend about a year ago, and then I got into his car the other day, and it was just in this, like at the foot of his car. Like, he's just never used it. Anyway. Okay, and then I have one other thing.
Oh boy.
It's Make America Great Again baseball cap. You know, the slogan of Donald Trump's campaign. I bought it when he first started running, thinking this is all a grand joke, and it's become very real, and I have to get it out of my house.
Isn't there a tag in there that says made in China?
Yeah, oh, for sure. It was definitely made in China.
Authentic.
And
so premium.
Yeah.
It's an authentic Donald
China,
Trump.
China. I want to talk about China.
Talk about China.
China.
If you put it on, it makes you more racist. So.
I want to. I'm racist enough. I don't need to be more racist. But that slogan just baffles me because I wonder, could he pinpoint a period of time where America was great, but not great, not the kind of great it is now? Because it seems like everything, except for a few little things like terror, everything right. seems pretty better than maybe ever right now.
It might actually be the worst it's ever been.
How?
Crumbling infrastructure, corrupt government.
He talks about the infrastructure all the time, but like I didn't see anything that was broken on my walk over here. Yeah, you're right about the environment, but that's more ongoing.
I didn't even bring up the environment.
Oh, you didn't? What was the other one you said?
No, your brain was already there.
What was the other one you said?
I said crumbling infrastructure, corrupt government.
Let's talk to Zach about this for a second. Because
all right, hey, okay, so we have to talk to me again.
Oh, hey. You guys switched the hat. I thought you were Tom because you had the hat on all of a sudden.
Oh, no. Is that how you
very easily confused.
Faces?
Well, I just
incredible.
Get the whole look. I just...
We just... Switch hats and confused.
I have a giant beard.
Well, fair enough.
No, I just didn't want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
You're right. America
it.
Isn't great, and DT is going to fix it. And it's going to be great. I always like to ask all of my guests about the last motion picture that they witnessed in any format, in a theater or elsewhere. Have you seen anything lately, Noelle?
I watched Joy.
You did?
Yeah!
In a theater? It was like a screener?
Screener!
Are you going to vote for it?
Pass!
I've been suspicious about the Joy because the trailers just look like Jennifer Lawrence plays a character who invents something and... And people kind of stand in her way a little bit.
Is that accurate?
It doesn't seem like her struggles are as massive as a whole movie would need.
As an entrepreneur myself, I felt identified with her struggle. I don't know.
Does she make too many mugs at some point?
Too many mugs. She can't ship a product. I went on Home Shopping Network. I could not sell my mugs.
How much does De Niro make that face in the movie?
The whole time.
The whole time? He's just making that face continuously? And is Bradley Cooper in it?
Yes. And he's,
at all?
He's of course he's in it.
But they don't show him at all in the trailer,
but
right?
But he's in it. He's okay. in it, and he shows up, and he's Bradley Cooper, and it's pretty fantastic.
Oh, okay. So
I love Bradley
Cooper. He's the best part, you're saying?
I love Jennifer Lawrence, too, but when he came on screen, I was like, oh, they're back. I don't know. I know people are like, I don't want them together again in another movie, but I kind of enjoyed it.
Well, there was that one that nobody saw.
Which one was that?
That was the lady's name.
Joy?
No.
Sadness.
Evelyn or something. Sabrina?
Serena.
Serena
Williams is in the movie.
Yes, she stars in the Serena Williams story. That girl, that Jennifer Lawrence can stretch. She's good. Well, that's good. I was suspicious of Joy because I do love the films that guy, that David O. Russell makes. Almost every single one of them. Huckabee's isn't as great as people make it out to be, but I knew this one was going to be off. All of his movies. Prior to now, all of his movies have a lot of like swearing in them, sometimes violence, and this is like some PG-13 shit.
Well, they manage to, you know, get a lot of yelling in for no reason.
They yell.
Yeah, there's
okay.
A lot of breaking things and yelling.
There's too much yelling in Silver Linings Playbook. Yeah. That drove me crazy in that movie. How much they yelled at each other.
That's how he directs.
He just yells.
He yells at people. It's true.
Yells
there
at
is
people.
That footage of him yelling at Lily Tomlin and Dustin Hoffman, who are just like frail old people, and he's yelling at them. No, they were still. That was years ago. They were still pretty young. What about you, Zach? Have you? You of course. We talked backstage about how we both don't want to say anything about Star Wars.
Yeah. So that's the last movie I saw. So don't.
No comment.
No comment.
Not even any cryptic things to say.
It's Star Wars for sure.
It's definitely Star Wars.
I actually don't know.
You glean that from sitting here for 2 hours and 16 minutes. Did you sit through all the credits?
No.
I did. So that's the one spoiler I'll do. Don't sit through all the credits. It's not fucking Marvel. There's no scene at the end.
Cool.
BB-8 doesn't roll in and go beep, boop, boop, boop. Nothing. Just get the fuck out after 10 minutes of John Williams music. Because it's a long-ass credit sequence.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So that was a movie.
Yeah.
Without saying anything else, definitely a movie.
What'd you see before that?
Oh, boy.
What was
the last thing I saw?
You saw Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I saw that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's one of the most insane movies I've ever seen in my entire life. I would say 80% of it's not a movie. It's Kirk Cameron VO explaining
sometimes,
how movies are made.
Sometimes there's a still frame of like just a manger,
yeah,
like a toy one,
right?
While he talks about Jesus for a few minutes,
and the it's like so confusing the way he'll be like, this is I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but this is a part of the movie where he goes like, now this is the part of the movie he freeze frames on a guy. He's like, now this is the part of the movie where someone would come in and help the main person deal with the problem they're dealing with, and then Kirk Cameron gets in the car and then helps him deal with the problem he's dealing with.
Yeah, there's a long ass conversation in a car,
and
where the guy he's talking to just looks down or straight ahead, won't even look at Kirk Cameron.
Even look at
and
Kirk.
He's turns out he's the director of the film.
Yeah, and then there's this bonus scene at the end of the film where he asks.
After the credits?
Yes,
okay,
and I've actually
stuck around after the
yes,
credits.
We did.
Okay, good.
And I've been thinking about this for a few days. So I need to get this out. Okay, there's a part at the end of the thing where he's directing and he asks Kirk Cameron, like, what do you do for dry mouths in between scenes? Kirk, come on, what do you do for dry mouths?
Come on, spill it.
And Kirk Cameron obviously doesn't have an answer because no one would have an answer. That's a dumb question. Drink water, you idiot. But Kirk Cameron's just like, I usually chew celery. Just like, that's because that's what was directly in front of him. And so the guy's like, oh, great. And just starts like eating celery. And I just remember being like, why was this in the movie?
I felt that way about the entirety of the movie. Why is this in a movie? And then the poster like makes it look like it's action, like Kirk Cameron's running.
I thought it was like
he
Die
never
Hard.
Goes faster than a slow walk the entire movie. He's running, he's got a candy cane and a snow globe, and it looks like it's an action movie.
Right, the only action in
happens.
The film is when Santa Claus beats up a guy who doesn't believe in Jesus. That's correct. Am I
don't I
wrong?
Even remember that happening.
Santa Claus literally like there's a doctrine of Jesus. I don't know. Anyways, Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus, who was a real person, defended Jesus, and then this doctrine of Nazareth was signed or something. But then it goes on to say, like, it's even said Saint Nick was, like struck the man on the chin or on the cheek. And then it goes into, like, a 2-minute slow-mo of Santa Claus caning a man in the snow. Just like full on, just like
just American History X.
Hammering like
fucking curb stomping Santa.
I know. And then it cuts back to Kirk Cameron and the director, and the director's like, Santa's kick ass.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, it's part of their creed. They have to. You can't sign up to be a Santa unless you're ready to wail on somebody.
Unless you're one of Hell's Angels. Santa literally looks like he's from Hell on Wheels, that TV show that no one's seen. All right, next.
You know what? I would have gone with Sons of Anarchy.
You know what?
For a reference to the gang
too,
members on TV.
It's A, it's the same network, and B, they're right after each other. So
yeah.
I really shit the bed. Is that what people say? And on to Thomas. Hey, what's up, Thomas?
Is it officially me?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Well, I saw Anomalisa.
That's great.
Anomalisa is a stop-motion movie directed by Charlie Kaufman and written by him. And it was pretty cool and great, and I like it.
How are your travels?
Is this a school book report?
What I liked about Anomalisa was... It's super trippy. It's about... it's these stop-motion little people. But it's more about madness and the inescapability of your own madness. It's great. At the end, you're still there. You're still crazy. You can't solve it by falling in love. Sorry.
Well,
that's a pretty heavy spoiler right there.
That's a life spoiler, dude.
Yeah, well.
You just spoiled all of life.
Well, see it. I don't know. It leaves you with that impression.
Your sadness is inescapable.
They got some of the sets and the little puppets in the lobby at the Arclight right now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool look at them up close. Let's all go, you guys.
I'm kind of an animation nerd, and I really liked... It was a Q&A, and I asked
animation
some
Q's. Nerd?
Yeah, a bit of it.
No, you got up and asked some Q's?
I asked a Q.
You did?
What's cool about how they animated it, so you'll see if you see it, A, they're very lifelike. It's not like Tim Burton, like, oh, cool, hello, Coraline. It's,
I'm glad you said Coraline, because I was having trouble narrowing down what movie that happened in.
Well, it's all like, you know,
yeah.
Whatever, Jack Frost.
Wacky
whatever.
Legs.
Yeah,
and
wacky
stuff.
Legs. It's all very... It's all
shit's
very,
akimbo.
Yeah.
This is like realism, but still animated, clearly puppets.
So it puts it in this surreal world. But they have, all their faces are in these sort of like three, like there's a head part and then two face chunks, the top half and bottom half. And it's cool. They like printed out all these sort of various, like 150 different variations of expressions for each top half, bottom half, and like popped them off. That's how they did their face expressions. They didn't sort of like mold it each time. They just switched heads.
Yeah, and they were going to remove the lines under the eyes where the thing comes off in post-production, and then they decided not to because they just thought it was an interesting touch that you could see the... how it works, sort of, the seams.
It's all really neat. They put, like, oil on their eyes to make them wet. So you have nice wet eyes.
Wet?
Wet. W-H-E-T. Wet.
Oh, I also...
What you spelled was a real word.
Oh, great. What does wet with an H mean?
Wet your appetite.
Yeah,
your appetite.
Oh, I thought you just like
or wet your, or
it.
Wet your puppet eyes.
Oh yeah. To wet it.
You're in a movie that's on Netflix that I enjoyed a great deal called Someone Marry Barry.
You liked it?
I did. It was fun to watch.
Great. Well, Someone Marry Barry.
Yeah, I don't know about that title, but you know, you don't really need the mission statement in right there in the title of every movie. You can go with something more simple like The Intern.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Certainly.
Like somebody fire this intern. It would be a terrible title.
Intern is old.
Old intern.
Yeah. Robert De Niro is an old intern. Would have been my pick for the movie. But
he's more qualified than anybody, as it turns out. Like, he really knows his stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's an old guy.
Just today, here's a weird one. Just today, there's a Twitter handle called Mr. Man, and it has nude celebrity sightings.
Yes.
And mainly dudes and their nude wieners. And I was on it. They tweeted a clip from this movie Search Party where you can see my wiener.
And
it was like really, it was a disconcerting feeling to have.
Is
like,
your wiener what people are looking for in Search Party?
No.
And, it's just.
And it's like. And
it's
the
just
clip,
incidental. Your wiener yeah. gets out somehow.
No, no. It's like a, it's like an action-y comedy, and my whole storyline is I'm lost and naked in Mexico, and somebody get me out of here, and I'm running around, and my ding dong's out. And the clip they post is so embarrassing because it's like this like running shot, and I'm like, yeah, like jumping at the camera.
Oh, no.
And you know, you're doing physical activity. I don't know, you everything's tight and small. And it's like, it was a clip of like all these other people, you know, I'm just amongst it. Like you can see Thomas, comedian, Thomas Middleditch's ding dong in this. And so-and-so says, everybody's got nice, full, plump wieners. And I'm running around with this, like, fucking...
Did they tag you?
Dinger, yeah.
Oh, that's
well,
so
it's fine, it's fine. Like, I knew, like, you do a movie where you're nude in it, you gotta be okay with it, that's fine. I just, it's like when it gets, like, isolated and be, like, online being like, you can see his penis here.
Yeah.
That was weird. But fuck it, it's also hilarious.
Like, yeah, it's also hilarious.
And so funny.
Every single person here is gonna go to Mr. Man.
Go. I encourage you. I hope Mr. Man gets just thousands more followers. Don't follow me.
What an honest.
Was it a cold day when you shot it? Like, were there circumstances beyond your control for making your wiener look good?
His wiener's really small.
I don't know. Small wiener to begin with, but
it's okay.
Thomas, let's just squash it right now. Pull out your wiener.
All right. This is only for the podcast listeners.
Wow.
That is so small.
Wow. Hold on. Take a photo.
Cheese. Wait. Do the peace sign right by it.
Yeah.
Like, well, give it rabbit ears.
Is this the closest you've ever been to what looks like a vagina?
Quit it, man. Your fingers are making my dick look smaller.
Get your giant fingers away from his tiny dick.
Guys, magic trick, right? Normal fingers, giant fingers.
Whoa.
Normal fingers, giant fingers.
Now I'll do my tiny wiener dance. All right. So you can either see the wiener in its full entirety in Search Party or just skip to the goods at Mr. Man.
I saw, is Eddie Redmayne in there? He's in this new movie, The Danish Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has a dick tuck sequence.
Who?
I don't think that's giving away too much. I mean, you know it's about the first trans person of all time. And he has a scene where he takes his dick out and tucks it. So they stare at it longer after it's been tucked, and you're essentially seeing no nudity. You're just seeing some pubes.
Yeah.
But, but before he tucks it, I was like, good on him. Like, I think he pulled a Jason Segel and like he yanked on it a little bit before they started rolling the cameras.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
he's got a nice donger.
Just all flaccid. It was pretty pretty long.
Pretty juicy.
There was a lot for him to shove between his legs.
What's that, dude?
I thought you said a detox sequence. He's got a real great detox.
Like all great movies about trans individuals, the detox sequence is amazing.
He went on a juice cleanse and a...
They do try to, you know, institutionalize him because they're like, you can't be a girl. Yeah. So, The Danish Girl, no pastries.
That's
my ongoing warning.
That's the tagline, right? The Danish Girl.
Or he wears
no
pasties.
Pastries. No pastries, all pasties.
All right, I want to do one more thing before we get to the part of the program where we play some games. Have you heard the show, Noelle?
Yeah, I've been to a couple, and I listened to a couple before I got here.
That's above and beyond
and I'm really
what any first-time guest ever does. They've never seen the show or heard it. So that's terrific. And you still have the right to get confused. That's always allowed. But before we start the games, I just have one quick thing I want to just go down the line and ask you guys a question that I'd just like an honest answer to. It's no reason to fuck around. Just tell me straight up. We'll start with Noelle first. What's your favorite Will Smith movie?
Men in Black.
Tell the truth!
Men in Black!
Okay, Zach, what is your favorite Mel Smith.
Favorite Mel Smith.
I think Mel Smith directed
probably Independence Week.
Will Smith. What's your favorite Will Smith?
Independence Week. my favorite Will Smith movie?
Yeah.
Fuck,
it's not Independence
man.
Day 2, because he's not even in it.
No.
That was disappointing.
Well, we don't know.
Oh, right.
You know, it's definitely Brandon T. Jackson, I think, right?
Plays is that song. Him? They don't make a big deal out of it in the trailer, right. who's the new Will Smith.
Right.
they show a lot of Jeff Goldblum.
You know what? Pursuit of Happiness, for real. For real, for real. That actually is my favorite Will Smith movie.
Tell the truth!
Six Pounds.
Thomas, what about you? What's your favorite Will Smith?
Bad Boys.
Tell the truth!
Bad Boys 2! Sorry for lying.
Glad I got that out of you. Now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! Some people brought name tags in the rain on the weekend before Christmas. So those people all deserve to get picked, but there's maybe two or three more name tags than there are people up here. So just go grab the one you guys want to play for. Go physically take it from them and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. There's no sponsor for this particular episode, so I just wanted to take a moment to say come out and see one of my shows in California over the next couple of weeks. Wednesday night, we're doing Doug Loves Movies at the UCB Theater on Franklin in Los Angeles at 8 o'clock. And then after Christmas, the Holiday Taint Tour starts. San Diego, American Comedy Company, Doug Loves Movies at 4:20 on December 27th. Then that night at 7 o'clock, stand-up show, separate admission required. Monday, December 28th, I'm in Irvine, California, behind the Orange Curtain at the Improv. Huge venue. Get your tickets and come and help me fill that huge venue. Sacramento, more intimate setting for two nights. On the 29th, I'll be at the Punchline doing stand-up. And then the next night, same venue at the How About Arden Mall in Sacramento doing a Doug Loves Movies taping. And then on the afternoon of New Year's Eve, 4 o'clock, show will be over by 6. Doug Loves Movies at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. Hope to see you guys there. Hope to see you all over the rest of the world in 2016. Now back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. What do you got there, Noel?
I got American Hillary X.
Yeah, where she's... Is that you?
No.
You're not on there at all?
I didn't do
it. It's Ed Norton. This takes up most of the poster, but then who's that peering around the corner? Is that Terminator 2 kid?
Yeah.
Furlong. Furlong, yes.
Furlong.
Eddie Furlong.
Edward Furlong.
But you've got the Hillary in there.
Which?
And, and it's, it looks like it's all done on a manila folder.
Great.
And then she's got a good shithead on the back we won't mention till the end. Yeah. Who are you playing for, Zach?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Lindsay instead of Lixie.
And it's got Milky Way bars on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the clever thing.
Here's the real thing.
They're outer space candies.
Right. Well, they're, yes. And also they're candy.
Yeah, you give candy away, you get some candy back.
That's right. You throw candy in the air.
The universe.
Twice as much back.
As the old saying goes.
You throw one Twix bar.
Yeah.
You still, you know, you're an asshole.
You guys are like Kristen Wiig and Fred Armisen singing a song.
You know how often we get that?
And who are you playing for, Tomas?
Okay, okay.
Whoa, that looks really
drawing.
That's the cheapest one I've ever seen.
I like drawings. So this is Catch Me If You Duncan, which I don't understand at all.
It's Catch Me If You Can, but his name is Duncan.
Okay, so there's no extra bit.
The person you're playing for, his name is Duncan.
Duncan, good, great. Catch
and
me if you can. Catch me if you Duncan. And it's quote. There's a quote. One hell of a ride, quoted by me. I said it. And in the back.
Don't say what's on the back. Be cool.
Okay. So I'm playing for Duncan.
Don't fuck it up for everybody.
Okay, I don't know the rules.
If you lose today, there's a name on the back, or something he wrote on the back that I will pronounce a shithead at the end of the show on his behalf. That's the consolation prize.
Okay. Oh,
this is funny.
All right, so we have to hope that Zach loses so we can hear that funny shithead that Lindsay put on the back of her elaborate name tag. It's like almost three stages of elaborate you guys picked. Very, kinda, and...
This is a drawing!
It's on lined paper. It's on notebook paper. I think he tore the edge that had all the holes.
Yeah,
but it is a really good drawing. He's a good drawer.
I mean, it's a drawing.
Yeah.
We're in a meltdown.
Good drawing.
He's a drawing.
He definitely... Oh, no, I was going to say he used a ruler, but he just used the lines of the paper to make it.
Yes. Yep.
You know what?
What a bitch.
I tap out.
What a fucking asshole.
What a fucking bitch.
But I got a good one for you next time, Duncan. Draw a monkey and write Duncan checks in. No? Okay. Stick with Catch Me If You Duncan. You did right. You don't need my advice. The first game we're going to play this evening is called Doug Loves Musicals. Do you guys like musicals? Do you like them, Noelle?
I do. I'm not familiar with a bunch of them, but I always enjoy them.
On stage or in the movies?
In the movies. I've not really seen many on stage.
Oh, okay. Not a lot of Broadway shows?
No.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
I saw the shit out of Hamilton a couple weeks ago.
How was it?
So good. I don't like politics, though, so that bored me a little bit. The entire thing is politics. Zach, you like musicals?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't.
I sense that. That's why I didn't ask you.
You asked me. I don't.
I don't want to talk to people who don't like musicals.
Razzle dazzle. There's no way they can't be fucking cheeseball. I used to do them in the summer. I did West Side Story, Oliver, Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And that was fun as a child, but now as an adult, they're just too silly.
You're just too sad.
I guess I did see Bible Boys by the South Park gentleman. What's it called?
Book of Mormon.
That was pretty fun. That was fun.
I think Bible Boys is a better title for sure.
That was pretty fun. I will give you credit, but that's because they're kind of like musicals are silly. I think in it a bit. But
yeah, it's a weird format that you have to just give into that they're going
to
just suddenly start singing.
Dramas.
Yeah,
or sing and rap constantly like they do in Hamilton. There's not much dialogue. It's all rapped.
Yeah, that's like a double doozy of what I don't like. Musicals in this. Rap music.
Who did you play in West Side Story? Do you remember?
In West Side Story, I played Indio. Man. This is so fucking weird because it's like I grew up in a very white hippie town that had like, you know, a local theater company. And I played Indio, who had one line. He was a shark, so I was in brown face, in like Puerto Rican sort of light brown face.
Oh.
Horrible. There are photos.
Yeah.
And my one
did
line...
Did you put a little brown on the old
ding-dong?
Ding-dong?
Yeah. Because it was my first nude scene as a 16-year-old kid.
On racistman.com? Yeah. They tweeted at you?
Yeah, and my only line was even more racist. It was WAP. When there's like a...
You just yell WAP?
Yeah. There's a back and forth between the Jets and the Sharks who are like, this, you're that, you're this. And my only line in the whole thing was, I just go, WAP! And that's it. So the kid in brown face called another kid, WAP.
All right.
What?
Musicals. Everything is magical in the theater.
And then you got to sing, of course, and
not
dance
really.
Around. Do you know that song still?
I didn't do Jets When You're a Jet all the way.
You didn't do any of that?
No, I was a shark.
The Sharks just get to watch people get stabbed.
But the Sharks and the Jets dance as they come together to fight, don't
there's one that's like, there's going to be a rumble tonight or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, during tonight.
Yeah, I probably sung it. I had my dick out, so no one really wanted me on stage. Just a racist kid with his wiener out. It wasn't my choice to put brown face on. That was the city's choice. This here's a government playhouse. All these boys, brown them up. Brown them up or we're shutting the play down.
Were you a brown orphan in Oliver?
No, for Oliver, it was upgraded. That was next year, and I was the Artful Dodger.
Whoa, that's like the lead, practically.
Of course, it's like local theater, and they have to do something wacky with it, so they set it in like 80s punk, like London. So I had like green spiky hair and a leather jacket. Come see yourself. Like all punky. It was so...
Was the place like, was there just like spray paint everywhere?
Yeah, it was really fucking rotten. Rotten, you fucking tosser. Boy.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
Oi, oi, oi.
All right.
What was this move?
That's what they do over there. And that's their middle
surprised.
Fingers, two fingers.
Oh, is that true?
Oh. Yeah.
And you just do that right
by
your
Yeah, because they put them both in there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, normal and then big. And normal and large.
Yeah.
Fuck off! And
careful,
it looks like... You might come.
I might come.
You were so ashamed.
So dumb.
Okay, so we're out of time for Doug Lowe's musicals. Let's move on to the next. It's basically... I list songs off from a movie musical. First person who can say into their microphone the correct title is the winner of this game.
Got it.
It's pretty,
great.
Pretty simple.
Great, grand, wonderful.
So, guesses
are
allowed.
Are we supposed to say what movie
that's from? Yeah, you know, whatever you feel like guessing.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, William Madison.
I know him as Billy. He's a close friend.
What movie musical
has these songs in it. Taking the Long Way Home.
Fiddler on the Roof. Oh,
what? Are you out? What does that mean?
What do I do? Wait.
No, I said you can guess as many times you want, whenever you want.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Yeah. Multiple songs for one movie, though.
My Fair Lady.
So I've got all the songs from the movie. I'm going to list them all.
Bye Bye Birdie.
The deeper I get without you guys getting it, the happier I am.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Bye Bye Birdie.
But do try. Love You, I Do.
South Pacific.
The King and I.
Those are both musicals.
Milan.
What?
It is a musical.
Milan?
Yeah, Mulan is Mulan. A musical?
Mulan.
Mulan?
Mulan?
It's a Disney cartoon.
We don't count those?
No, I guess it would count.
No, no, the silliness is too grounded.
You know, that little Eddie Murphy dragon sings?
It's in cartoon, Mulan, baby.
I think so.
Okay.
Who can remember it?
I don't know.
He doesn't sing.
Because some of those Disney things have singing and some don't.
Yeah,
you know, like Lady and the Tramp doesn't have singing in it.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah.
No, that one dog shows up
She's
and sings.
She's a tramp and I love it.
Yeah, there's that one song all about what a tramp she is because you got to get the word out.
Yeah.
No, he's a tramp.
That doesn't make any sense. Now, are we talking about the Danish girl again?
Tramp used to have a whole different meaning.
Wait, if she was the tramp, you thought it might be Lady and herself
Lady
who's
is
a
the
tramp?
She has a split personality.
I didn't think it through.
There's this schizophrenic guy like looking at dogs like, Lady and the Tramp! That's you and only you. Get out of here, dog.
That's you. And that's you.
When was the last time any male anything was called a tramp?
Charlie Chapsman.
Charlie Chapsman.
He was the littlest tramp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patience is also a song in this musical.
Patience.
Heavy, heavy.
Oh, where Hairspray.
No.
No. Do you know? Yeah, I think we
did. You remember that movie because there's Hairspray in the movie? Where there's Hairspray?
Well,
I am changing.
Changing the...
I am changing. Frozen?
No. Now that one I agree with you is a musical. I Miss You, Old Friend.
Oh, it's Daddy Goes to the Races.
Are getting worse and worse.
Is it one of these old, like, 50s, like, hey, sit down, you're sitting down, you're rocking the boat, like that guy?
I'd say sit down, you're rocking the boat at some point if it was that movie.
It's Guys and Dolls?
No.
No. Is that Guys and Dolls?
Yes.
Yep.
Fuck it.
Perfect World is another song in this movie.
Oh, Earth, Battle Earth.
Oh,
Earth, Battle.
Last 5 Years.
What?
Last 5 Years?
No.
Oh.
I like that movie, though. Family is a song in the movie. It's just called Family.
Lilo and Stitch.
Family.
No.
Osage County.
But you're on the right track. August Osage County is not a musical.
He got that from Ostrich County.
Ostrich County, the musical.
The Addams Family musical.
Love Me Baby is in this musical.
The Beatles' first album.
Catch Me If You Can. What's the one with Tom Hanks and he's like, these guys are really grooving.
School of Rock.
That's called That Thing You Do, and yeah, it's they just sing the same song over and over again, okay, for the whole movie.
Sure. I think I've
One
the
Night Only.
What?
One Night Only.
Oh, it's this
Cadillac
old...
Car.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Laurel Loves Jimmy.
The Gypsy Boys.
I Meant You No Harm.
Grease 2?
/ This song has got a complicated title. I Mean You No Harm / Jimmy's Rap.
There's Hamilton.
Hamilton.
It's not Hamilton.
Yeah. Is there a...
It's a good guess.
Hard to Say Goodbye.
Easy to Say Hello.
Step into the Bad Side.
Ooh.
Oh.
Thriller.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Wait, it was called Step into the Bad Side?
It's the name of a song in this musical.
Star Battles?
I Want You, Baby. There's also a lot of songs in this.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Plus there's the Overture.
There's three more, and I'm guessing, okay, Overture.
Legally Blonde.
What a waste of time.
Entree, the act, when they come back from intermission. I don't know which ones to say next.
South Pacific?
These are going to give it away.
Oh, do it.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast.
And I'm telling you, I'm not going.
Oh. I'm not going.
Oh, girls, go.
Dream Girls.
Oh, Zach got it! Dream Girls! Oh,
smattering
shit.
Of applause. Well done. That was exhausting.
No one cares.
That song really gives it away. And then there's Effie's Sing My Song. And then the last song that I was going to say is Dream Girls, in case it got that far.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a game of just having to repeat it back quickly. Like the quickest
Dream Girls,
person
Dream Girls,
to say it
Dream
back.
Dream Girls, Dream Girls.
Do you want to do one of those?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's do one of those. I'll say the name of a movie, and first person who repeats it back.
Wait, do we have to finish? Do we have to let you finish saying the word?
Not if you figure out what it is mid
okay.
My words. Catch me
if you can. I didn't.
You can't just finish it. You have to start from the beginning. Noelle wins.
Oh, that game's hard.
Yeah, it's not an easy game.
So are there points? Who
Yogi
got what?
Yogi
Bear 3D. Yogi Bear 3D. TJ Miller's Yogi Bear 3D.
That's what it should be called. All right, so Zach won that game fair and square with cheating by taking half of what Noel said and finishing it off.
I think that's
good
a
job.
Constructive addition.
Yeah, no, you really
and
you
then
killed
I took
it.
All the credit.
Yeah, she was just like, girls, girls. Something with girls.
Oh,
Dream Girls.
Is Lena Dunham making a musical version of her hit HBO TV show?
I'd watch the crap out of that.
Oh, it's tough to be a 20-something living in Brooklyn.
Let's all go to the beach.
Consider yourself.
Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll say a tagline from a motion picture, and
out currently
you just have
just
to
ever?
Guess. Well, it's a motion picture that has happened.
Okay.
Got it.
Not necessarily out currently, but you know, one that's in the world.
Out.
And we'll start with you, Zach. I'll say it to you, and then you just get one guess.
Got it.
And then we'll move on. All right? The tagline is, some people just can't handle Halloween. Some people just can't handle Halloween.
Goosebumps?
That's not a bad one. I don't think the whole, all the horror was tied to it specifically being Halloween, but maybe.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, but that's a good guess for sure.
So now.
Noelle?
Is it, you asked me to phone?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. No, same one.
Oh, I was in a Nightmare on Elm
You get a
Street.
Shot at it. Nightmare on Elm Street? That's a pretty good guess. But again, that would probably be more some people can't handle sleep.
And, or nightmares.
You don't want to put the title in the tagline if you can help it. It happens sometimes.
I won't.
Like the tagline for Catch Me If You Can is, why don't you catch me? Give it a try. Do you know what it is, Thomas?
No, not at all, but Halloween?
You don't know?
No,
yeah,
I really
can I
don't.
Guess? Because I think I know.
You figured it out?
Fun Size?
Yeah, it's Fun Size starring Thomas Middleditch.
It hit me.
in the title role, he plays Fun Size. He's got a Fun Size ding dong.
Yeah, come to think of it, I have showed my wiener in every single movie I've been in.
Someone unwraps a Twix, and then it's your
and
penis.
My wiener.
Very classy.
That's a motion
Mommy,
picture.
There's a wiener in my candy cane.
You'll eat it.
This one's extra milky. I don't even know.
I have a condition.
It's disgusting. Yeah, he has a condition. But I met you when you're...
2% milk comes out of my penis. It's not a problem. It's fun.
Don't snicker.
Do you remember that we met when you were making Fun Size?
Yes.
You were on that movie with Ricky Lindholm and Abby Elliott, and we all went and went to a place with a bucking bronco. And people
yeah.
wrote it and fell off of it.
Yeah. We saw yeah. some standing up comedy, and then were you with us when we met up with Matt Bronger as well, or no? Was that some other
maybe,
night?
Yeah. He might have been around that night.
We really went out. We had a fun one.
It was Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah. How long were you there shooting that movie?
A few weeks.
That rain's really coming down now.
El Nino coming.
Yeah. Russell Crowe's building a boat. Love Noah jokes.
All right, let's try another one.
I also love Nora Jones.
Great job on that, Zach, but you came in too late with the answer.
That's okay. So I'm just glad I got to say
it. You still get to go first on this next one, though.
Yes.
So, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
May the best loser win.
May the best loser win.
May the best loser win.
Daddy's Home.
It's not quite out yet, but I, you know, that could have.
Oh shit, it's not out.
Yeah, but I could have seen the poster, you know, or a billboard.
Yeah.
I think the it just says Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. I don't think they even bother with a.
Yeah, I don't even think it has a tagline.
Yeah. All right, Noelle. Any idea what that is? May the best loser win.
I don't know. I'm just gonna say Dodgeball.
Full title.
Noelle.
I'm just, it's not the answer. I'm just sticking around. It's called Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story.
I was going to say Dodgeball, Blades of Glory.
Is it Taylor's story? Yeah. Dodgeball, Blades of Glory would be perfect. Thomas Middleditch.
I don't want it to be this, but is it Someone Mary Berry?
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay.
It's
good.
Another movie you're in called The Campaign.
Oh, yeah. The Campaign. Okay, The Campaign.
The Campaign. The Campaign. Go, right, going so. Campaign.
This trend.
This yeah. is tough, and
Isn't
I don't
fun?
Like it.
You've been in a lot of movies I have not seen.
You and many others.
Keep up the good work. Well, if the word was out that you get to see a little dick action, maybe people would check these things
little
out.
Thomas Middle
yeah.
Dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
More like Thomas Little Dick. Hello.
All right.
Hello,
start with
I've
Zach
had a
again.
Hard life.
Somebody's going to get one right, I swear. All we'll right. start with Zach.
Yeah.
The spirits will move you in odd and hysterical ways.
The spirits will move you in odd and hysterical ways.
If saying it back was the whole game, you just won.
I really wanted that to hit me good, and it didn't. So I'm going to guess Thomas Middleditch presents Star Wars.
Nope. Tommy. Oh, wait, Noelle first.
Oh, it's not the movie Tommy.
It's the movie Tommy. What an odd and hysterical journey that deaf, dumb, and blind kid went on.
Oh, God.
Especially when he was with Cousin Kevin or whatever that guy's name was.
The spirits will move you in odd and will be what is it?
Hysterical ways.
Odd and hysterical.
Yeah, this is not one of the better taglines I've ever read.
Were you in a ghost movie?
I'm trying to think, but I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, it's not necessarily a movie someone's been in.
Oh, okay.
It could be a movie totally without people.
You know what? Poltergeist.
Odd and hysterical.
Why not?
No. Thomas?
You got this. I don't. Okay. Casper, starring my childhood crush, Christina Ricci.
Oh.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Was Black Snake Moan a dream come true for you? Did you see her tied to a radiator for a whole movie?
No big deal, but yes. A sex-crazed Christina Ricci?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
An anxious Justin Timberlake?
The weirdest thing about that movie is my mom was like, that's my favorite movie. And I was always like, why?
Really? Is that on, does your mom work at the Arclight and that's the movie that's on her name
tag?
It's
on her name tag.
Favorite movie. I saw the guy that sold me something today at the snack bar. It was just like a normal, not, normal's not the right, now I'm really digging a hole for myself. He just seemed like a regular guy, I guess. I don't know how I'm trying to say this.
Hello,
but
I'm
his
regular.
Movie, on his name tag, it said Gone Girl. Like, a man or woman, I don't know why anyone would pick Gone Girl. Is they're like, that's the movie. That's the one. That's my jam. Gone Girl.
If I have to pick
so
one.
So is it Gone Girl?
I love Tyler Perry in a dramatic role. Tired of him playing comedies.
Me too.
This movie, I did this for the holidays because it's the spirits will move you in odd and hysterical ways. Scrooged, starring Bill Murray, had that terrible tagline. Let's do one more, Zach.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it right into your...
Punch it.
wheelhouse.
Okay.
Experience never gets old.
That is the intern.
That's the intern. Yeah, that one was a little too easy. But Zach is the winner of that game as well.
Zach's doing great. 2 points.
Just smattering of a
with the points don't add up. It's just you just get to go first in the next game.
Oh, okay.
We got some golf clappers.
That sentence is like burned into my eyeballs. I saw it everywhere so much.
It's really like it's not just a tagline like at the bottom of the poster. It's like
no, it's like
all over the poster in big letters.
Yeah, it's really.
And it's true. Experience never gets old.
Oh, well,
sometimes it
totally
gets
incorrect.
Feeble and worthless.
Yeah,
but it never gets old.
Oh.
Well,
I think it does.
Experience?
Yeah.
Gets old?
Oh, yeah.
This is riveting.
We have the same
I was sitting there.
Seriously, let's talk about experience.
I was like sitting there thinking,
I think it never gets old.
Why is everyone so quiet? Oh, yeah, this is fucking dumb what we're talking about.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts. It's a stupid. It's a dumb title for this game, but we named it a long time ago. Oh, did you change your organ to just cat sounds instead of notes?
I can't keep going.
Cat notes?
You get a meow, meow, meow.
Oh, you have a little
pitch bender.
You have a pitch bender. That's cool.
She's got a whammy bar on hers.
I have a little MIDI board over here.
My first CD ever was Jingle Cats. So.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Is it really? Was it?
Yes, it was. And it's and they have that, and it's both cats and dogs. So it's like, meow, 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 meow.
But the whole thing's called Jingle Cats?
Jingle Cats, but they sample.
Why did the dogs not get any credit if they're in there?
Yeah, they're just helping out.
It's a dog's world. I get it.
Yeah.
Give the cats a chance to shine.
Yeah, come on.
They had cats. There's never a musical called Dogs.
Yeah. Also, it's not like if Kanye has someone on one of their songs, it's like their album, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
It does say featuring dogs.
I like to bark whenever I hear Kanye's Jesus Walks.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Through the whole song. All right, Zach's going to start.
Okay.
Then we'll go to Thomas just to change the order around.
Wow.
And we're going to, ABCD's Nuts is a spelling game. We're going to spell out something. I'm going to tell you the next letter in the thing we're spelling. And all you have to do, this is so easy, is name any movie from the history of cinema that had a title beginning with that letter.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is dope.
This is like as
so I have to know how to spell the word and then with the letter that was not said.
You can figure ahead, but sometimes people actually fail at this and then you'd get their letter. If
ooh, don't worry. I will.
So we'll start with, we're going to spell in honor of Noel being here, and everybody should check it out. I'm going to do it on January 1st. Master of None.
Okay.
That's what we're going to spell. So the first letter's an M to Zach, and all you got to do is name any movie that begins with M, and if you say the movie I wrote down ahead of time before showing up here today,
okay,
you automatically win the whole game.
Whoa. Okay. Monsters, Inc.
That one crossed my mind.
Whoa, cool.
But I did not write it down.
Well, fuck me. All
yeah.
Right.
I went with Manson Family Vacation. Which was movie number 247 in my Doug Loves Movies challenge. Because, you know, I'm trying to watch 365 movies
right
this
now?
Year. I'm at 234 or something like
234?
That. 234? I apologize. I'm at 134. No, I'm at 334, and so it's really coming down to it. I'll make it, but it's going to be like, sorry, guys, I can't have fun today.
Oh,
I got to watch movies.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's
365.
365,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, so now we go to Thomas, and just name any movie that begins with the letter A.
Armageddon.
Armageddon is such a great choice for you.
But such a funny coincidence that when I asked you what the last movie you saw was earlier in the program, you said what I wrote down.
Anomalisa.
Anomalisa. Yeah. That was movie number 196 for me. S is the next letter, Noel. All you got to do is come up with an S movie.
Sisters.
Yeah. In theaters now.
Now.
They raking it in. Star Wars made 120 mil. Sisters, 5 mil. Right up behind them. And what was the other one? Oh, Chipmunks. Alvin and Chipmunks made like 4 mil. They're like way
they're
behind.
They're killing it.
Second and third place.
What a world.
Way
what
behind.
A world. What a world.
I saw a poster coming over here for Road Chip, the Chipmunks movie, and it says boys on the hood, and they're all sitting on the hood of a car, but I was like, thank God somebody finally found a way to make inner city violence cute and hilarious.
And also targeted at the people that need to know about it, 4-year-olds. You know, because they'll get that reference.
It's strange. It's strange marketing.
Very strange.
You know, there's some fun stuff for the kids, but there's also some fun stuff for the adults. You should see it. It's pretty cool.
There's a few blue jokes.
Yeah.
What do you think I said?
They have a freeze frame of my wiener in there.
What do you think I chose for S, Zach?
Star Wars.
No, I went with Staten Island Summer.
Oh, I'm in that.
Starring you at number 181 of my quest to see 365 movies. Yeah, and I enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's also still available. Watch that instead of Someone Mary Berry on...
Yeah, do.
Or, you know, spend your time outside.
And the rain.
That's another route.
That's
get
still,
out in the rain.
That's still better.
Zach Perlman.
But spelling Master of None, we're up to T, Zach.
Terminator Genesis.
Oh, you were so close. I went with The Intern.
Well, shucks.
E. Thomas Howell.
E.T. Extraterrestrial.
That's a good one. That's always a good one. I went with Ex Machina.
Okay, good, yeah, good.
Love that movie.
Perfect. Perfect choice.
R for Noel.
Fuck!
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
A terrific choice. I went with Reno 911, Miami.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
I almost said that.
But
I didn't know what the place was. I was
right.
Like, Reno 911.
Reno 9 slash 11. No, it's 9.
Twin Towers.
No slash. 9, 1, 1.
Miami.
And then it's like colon, exclamation point, then Miami. It's fucked up how they spelled it, so you're good to stay away from that. O is the next letter for Zach.
The movie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The Othello.
Yeah, the
but
Othello
with
remake.
High school kids playing basketball.
Yeah.
Right?
That's my choice.
Okay. I went with Old Boy.
Ooh, a fantastic film.
Yeah, right.
Wait, the Korean.
Depends on which
American
one you watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the original one.
It's Korean.
If you'd have said Old Boy, the one with Josh Brolin, I wouldn't have counted it.
That's cool.
Yeah. F is the next letter.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
I would have went, if I were you, I would have said Fun Size. But I'm just me, so I wrote Fun Size. N is the next letter.
I'm going to make a callback. Noah.
Noah. Yeah, that would have been good. I said Nightcrawler.
Mm.
Yeah,
I saw that.
That's
movie.
Not what I said.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that movie. O again. We're back to O again.
Orange County.
That is what I wrote down.
Wow. Hey, buddy, you deserve it.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I'll be at the Irvine Improv on... December 28th, big room, so get your tickets whenever you want. And then for N, I went with Nebraska, and then for E, I went with a movie called Eden that was shot in Washington State, and I'll be in Seattle on January 16th. But it's also a really good movie, suspenseful, but also with a message about sex trafficking called Eden. So, yeah, check that out if you want to be bummed. Severely bummed. All right, let's play one more game to determine our winner today. And that game is something called Last Man Stanton. And there you go. The applause I was expecting for ABC, these nuts, finally showed up. but for Last Man Stanton. And none of you tweeted at me today. Usually somebody tweets and says, I've got a great name for Last Man Stanton, so I'm just going to have to take a polite hand raise if you think you have a good one. This guy over by the wall is going to be my man in a minute. What's your name?
Fernando.
All right. This game is, we get a name from Fernando, of an actor or actress. Hopefully one with a large body of work. And we all take turns. I like to play along on this one. We all take turns naming movies that that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out.
Oh, shit.
For the rest of the show. But, new wrinkle in this game, suggested by somebody on Twitter.
Oh.
Whoa.
What?
You each get one lifeline, and that means if you can't think of a title, you can ask the person whose name tag you picked, and only that person
Galaxy.
To help you out. Galaxy. So get ready, Hillary, Duncan. Lindsay, and Duncan. Catch me if you Duncan.
Yeah.
Catch me if you're into donuts.
Yeah.
So be ready, you guys, because you're going to be called in to help out when they are about to fail. I do not get a lifeline. I don't deserve one.
Whose idea was that? That was a good idea.
It's a fun idea, right?
Yeah.
We're going to try it, see how it works.
It's fun-sized.
I worry that if we go to the audience for an answer, then the person sitting next to that person is going to just yell out a name of a movie. So we'll see how it goes. This seems like it's a pretty docile crowd today. So I think this is going to be a good first example of this. And Zach's been cleaning up, so you still get to go first again in this game.
Great.
And then we'll go to Noel and then me. And
you ready?
Tommy, middle no. D.
And you, sir?
And
yep, I'm third. Fourth. I love my kids. I don't even have them.
You don't have kids?
No, I just say that things like that.
Surprise news. I didn't know about it.
I have fun dad characters. It's pretty fun. All right.
How's it fun for those kids on the street?
Well, I keep them down below, so it's not very fun for them.
Zach really knows when to dig in on a premise and keep going.
Hey, babe, let's do it.
All right, Fernando, what do you got for us today?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Holy shit.
Fuck.
That is a
Who's
good
Will
one.
Who's Will
Ferrell? He is the guy.
He's a big Chinese
actor. Stars in a couple of movies. A couple of movies we've already mentioned today. But which one would you like to start off with, Zach?
I think I'm going to start with his first movie.
Oh, so you say.
Which is Ladies' Man.
You think that was the first movie he was ever in?
But I can name a million. So the first movie I saw him in, Ladies' Man.
Okay.
That's not true either. He's a big fat liar.
All right. Noel?
Elf.
Elf.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll say, just so beat Thomas to it with the campaign.
Huh. Okay.
What do you got?
Well, I'm also in the Blu-ray edition of this, The Other Guys. I have a scene with Horatio Sands.
You're not in the theatrical cut? You're just on the Blu-ray?
Yeah.
You and Horatio?
Yeah.
Does Horatio make the theatrical cut?
I think our whole scene is
It's just the two of you are not in the movie except on the Blu-ray.
Yeah, and maybe the TV version, I can't remember. But
I've never seen The Other Guys, now I just want to see that scene. Because I love you and Horatio. Those other people, fuck them. Cutting you guys out of that movie.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Okay.
I would have saved that one if I were you.
Yeah, I want to go all the deep cuts and fuck these people over.
But that doesn't fuck
them
over.
Yeah, that kind of like helps us. Thank
you.
You're leaving you're leaving the easy answers. Noelle?
The Lego Movie.
Yeah, that's a fun
one. That's a good one.
Okay. That's a fun one to pull out.
Right.
Dang.
Fun.
Blades of Glory.
Yeah,
true.
That's a good one.
Very
yeah.
true. Step Brothers.
Mm, yeah. Daddy's Home.
All right, that's not out yet, but I'll take it. Christmas Day, everybody.
You got this.
That's what my mom wants to see on Christmas Day. I'm like, yes, let's go see that.
Oh, it's not that one.
All right, Kicking and Screaming. This is really bad. I think
Yeah.
Kicking and Screaming.
The soccer movie.
Okay. Yeah. The other one.
Okay. Yeah, there was a Noah Baumbach Kicking and Screaming that he's not in. That's also funnier. No offense to any Kicking and Screaming fans.
I have another one that's just like so dumb. So deep.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
God, it goes around fast. You guys are pretty good. I'm just going to go deep cut because it just jumped into my head and I'm so proud. Melinda
yeah!
and Melinda.
That's what I was about.
Great stuff. Old school.
Oh, Tankers. Yes, of course.
Tankers.
Old school.
Another deep cut, Anchorman.
Nice.
Oh,
cut.
Full title on that, my friend.
Anchorman, the untold story of Ron Burgundy. Fuck me, I guess.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah, Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yes! Good job.
Thanks, babe. You got this.
Was that a Will Ferrell movie or just another one of those?
Just half his essence.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Night at the Roxbury.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
It's not your turn.
I'll go with, hang on a sec. I'll get to say Land of the Lost.
Yeah. That's a classic.
Talladega Nights?
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, wait,
we
that
got
has
a full title situation.
Oh, fuck, Talladega Nights. Rubbin is racing. Hold on. Oh, fuck. I
actually
don't really
think
know
I know it.
Is it a Bobby Duke story?
No.
Fuck, I might be dead.
Well, hey. Hang on. You want to use your lifeline?
Yeah, Duncan!
All right. Duncan, what's the correct title of this movie he's trying to think of?
Duncan, do not let me down.
Do not fuck this up, Duncan.
Duncan
doesn't know. Oh,
I
Duncan.
Guess you don't want
Duncan
the
only
gift,
only
man.
Watches. Duncan only watches Tom Hanks movies.
I don't get the gifts. I don't care. This is for you. Talladega Nights, Bobby Dukes.
Who is Bobby Dukes?
Who is Bobby Dukes? Am I thinking of like Frank Dukes, the character from Bloodsport? Like,
yeah, probably.
Who's wait? Who? What's
well, but you know, one of us can say it, so we'll,
I can.
It's still in play.
Oh
yes.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yes, Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Is that
Ricky Bobby
figurine? Ricky Bobby in the bag.
Oh. Oh, all right, no.
No.
Not that was Terry, a really, really bad joke.
Terry Dodson.
Terry
Dodson. It sounds as dumb.
Oh, I'm out now.
Zoolander?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zoolander. I'll say Everything Must Go.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go.
Back to you, Zach.
Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Yeah.
That was really funny. I really liked it. I liked it better than the first one. That was so fun. And
Zoolander
weird.
2?
We don't know if he's in it yet.
Yeah, I don't know if he's in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he is. He's in the trailer.
He's in the trailer.
Oh, he's in the
yeah.
trailer,
oh,
and it's
guys.
Just called Zoolander 2?
Yeah, it's just Zoolander 2.
With two eyes or a two?
Oh, no, I think it's
not
just
that it
two.
Matters.
Two, the number.
Zoolander 2, okay.
How's it not called Two-lander?
How is it not?
Bye, Thomas.
Where's he going? He's just going to leave? He's just going to wander off?
What the fuck do I do?
Just go.
You can hang out. We'll be done soon enough.
Play the game.
I think I might be at the bottom of my Will Ferrell barrel. So, Zach, you are up. Oh, it's me. It's on me. Oh, shit. Yeah, like I said, I might be tapped. But let me try one. Let me see if I can float this one and everybody's happy with it. Superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that it has a full title.
The Mary Catherine Gallagher story?
No.
What is it? That could be your next answer.
It might be my next answer. But I actually have a different answer.
You can do that. Whatever you want.
I'm going to do
if
something
If you say
else.
I'm wrong, I'm out. It's not just Superstar?
Someone.
No, they don't want them to say it.
Then I allow it. I'm pretty sure it has an actual
Wait, you
title.
Get to allow it?
To be fair, you are...
You did give him that power. You yeah, you
I did. I did give it to you.
The sentence before,
I
you
should
gave
not
him
have
the
given
power.
You the power.
Your memory is fading.
Welcome back to Zach Loves Movies.
So what's your next answer?
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Of course, yeah. Noel?
Was he in Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story?
I don't think he was.
He seems like he would show up and do something.
Right, but Jonah Hill plays his brother that dies.
And he's not one of the Beatles when they show up.
Yeah, and he's not like
Jack White. And he's not Will Ferrell.
He's not Will Ferrell when he's Will
My favorite
Ferrell.
Scenes in almost any comedy is every time Tim Meadows comes in and gets him addicted to a worse drug. He's like, dude, total gateway, man.
I don't know if you want this. And then explains how fun it is.
Yeah. No, Noel, you could use your lifeline now.
Hillary.
Hillary, you got one that we haven't said yet?
Semi-pro.
Semi-pro!
Great. Right. Hey, girl. I'll vote for you.
That is a good way to think of Will Smith movies. Of Will Ferrell movies is just run through sports in your head. Just think of every sports activity and he's done a movie about most of them. Back to you, Zach.
Okay, I am pretty sure he is in Austin Powers 3 Goldmember.
What is he doing that?
They come back in time. They go back in time.
Oh, that's right. It's that time shift, so you see his character again.
He's like, don't worry, we'll see each other in the future. And Austin Powers is like having an awkward conversation where he's like, you die.
Does that sound familiar to anybody?
It's on the edge of a cliff. I mean, then
I think you made it up.
Guaranteed it's in the movie.
Nobody believes
it. Oh, it's the second one?
And they say it's the second one.
All right, well, then I'm out.
So you're out. Noel wins, right?
Yeah. By default.
Yeah.
Take it.
The second one.
You and Hillary did it.
Hillary!
Yeah.
Wait, don't I get to use a lifeline?
No, because you said something just wrong. You gave a wrong answer.
Well, didn't he have a wrong answer and then he got to ask?
It's incomplete.
He didn't say the full title. Yeah, I got to work out the kinks in this thing.
All right. I get it. You lose when it's convenient to move
on. I shouldn't have let him use the lifeline to just finish the title. Once he started to commit to it, he should have had to say it right.
Right.
But either way, lose,
hey,
Zach.
I lose. That's cool.
What else do we miss? Starsky and Hutch and Bewitched.
Bewitched.
What?
Winter's Passing.
Winter Passing is another one with him.
Winter.
It's a drama.
Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, yeah.
De Mi Padre.
Drowning Lori.
Drowning Mona.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to call people names. Dick, yeah, he was in Dick with Dave Foley and
Night at the Museum.
I don't think he was in a Night at the Museum movie.
He's like one of those figurines.
Wedding Crashers, you sons of bitches!
What's that one?
Wedding fucking Crashers!
What's that one that just came out with him and Kevin Hart?
Get Hard.
Get Hard.
Yeah, we totally forgot about Get Hard already. All right, come get your prize bag, Hillary. Congratulations. You want your name tag back,
Sorry,
too?
Sorry, Lindsay.
Do you want your name tag?
Go ahead and grab that. But
good shithead on the back. She wrote rain on the back. Yeah, take a Milky Way off of there. You deserve it. You deserve a Milky Way victory wrap. But yeah, don't ruin the whole sign.
Hey, how?
I don't think he's going to use it for anything else. There's not another Doug loves taping movies tonight. Doug loves taping Milky Ways to a piece of cardboard. Apparently.
I was going to hide this.
Oh. Just ruining Lindsay's.
Thomas.
Cool.
I don't even want this.
You gotta eat it, man. It's fun size, for fuck's sake.
Hey, big dick, little dick.
So if you haven't watched it yet, check out Noel Wells in most of the episodes of Master of None on Netflix with our pal Aziz Ansari. And anything else you want to promote while you're eating a Milky Way?
I'm good.
You're good? Noel Wells, everybody. Great first-time guest.
I would give me like a 5
I think you did great. You won the game. You were never confused by anything. You sat next to Zach like it was no big deal.
Because it wasn't.
Yeah.
I did watch
Charges
one of them
pending.
Fillet a microphone, and I felt very violated.
Yeah.
So you got that one for the nightmare tank.
that in your nightmare tank.
Zach, what do you got going on, man? What else is going on besides intern still in theaters?
I don't know if that's true. It's coming out.
Crawling to VOD right now.
I think it's actually, it comes out this weekend.
It's in hotel rooms, I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in hotel rooms and on airplanes. So if you guys are traveling and you want to spend $400 on a movie, rent it in a hotel room so you can watch it on a CRTV. I don't know what the fuck I just said. You know, one of those like old box televisions.
All right, all
right. What else have you got coming up? You got something with robot in the title or something?
Yeah, it's Zach Perlman Presents I Am a Robot. No, that's not true. None of this is true. No, nothing.
Wait, what's the movie that you did?
Oh, God. There's a movie, I don't know if it's going to come out.
But oh, really?
Might as well be honest right
Why
now.
Why did I think it was called Robot?
It is. It's called Hotbot, and it's not.
Hotbot? I was so fucking close, and you're acting like it was totally wrong.
Here's the
Piece
truth.
Piece of shit.
God damn you.
He embarrassed the host like that? He has the fucking gratitude to bring you onto this show? After the fucking intern, and you throw it back at him?
Is that the subtitle of Ex Machina 2, Hotbot?
It's Hotbot, yeah.
So Hotbot might not come out. I shouldn't have never brought it up.
Let's hope. Let's hope it never comes out. And if it does, you'll all know why.
It's like Weird Science or something? Like you make a Hotbot?
I mean, you're nailing it right now.
Yeah.
It's like, it's even worse.
I watched a movie where you made a Hotbot. Is it a really Hotbot?
Yeah. Well, you know, I know.
I should say she's a real big fan of the show. Loves the
She loves Doug's podcast, loves movies. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to say about the whole experience.
Okay, you have 10 seconds.
You know, they made a movie. It was called Weird Science. You can watch that one whenever you want.
Yeah, because you can't watch Hotbot at all right now.
Let's hope.
Not available.
So don't
but
watch
thank
that.
Thank you. Zach Perlman,
thanks,
everybody.
Guys.
And Thomas.
Well, you can watch any of the aforementioned films. You can
the
watch,
Final Girl.
You can watch
is
the Final Girls, multiple girls.
On is that on Netflix too now? I think?
Yeah, that's on video on demand. That's great. That's great. You watch that. Silicon Valley season 3 coming up in April. And if you're in Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival, you should check out Joshy. It's a this is a gag only the people here will understand. I'm being triple teamed with dick microphones.
The physical comedy of Thomas Middleditch, everybody.
Wait. Yeah, Joshy at Sundance, and then which guy? Adam Pally, Breck Yeoman, Nick Kroll. All
don't
it's
care
totally
for any
improvised,
of them.
Improvised
bunch
show,
of jerks
movie. And bros, guys, if you're up in Mammoth this Christmas, hit me up. I'm gonna be shredding that pow-pow, man. El Nino coming.
Thomas Middleditch, everybody. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Seattle January 16th, DougLovesMovies.com. Thank you guys for coming out on this rainy afternoon. Sounds like it might have stopped. We might have got through the heavy part, or Russell Crowe maybe headed out to sea.
All I know, dude, is it's raining down here, but it's fucking dump alert up at Mammoth, man.
Give me your
No joke.
Catch me if you Duncan name tag, please.
I am going up there, and when they do get a snowfall now, because I guess I've signed up, they give me emails. It goes the subject is dump alert. It goes, oh, dump alert, and I can't wait. We get dumped on.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody.
Perfect.
And as always. Will Smith is a shithead? Tell the truth.
How apropos.
And the housing market and cats are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...